Hello.
Yes, hello. My name is Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. How are you doing today, Luis?
Good, good, good. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good. Thank you for asking. I was looking to speak to you. Unfortunately, it appears that you wanted to go ahead and cancel the account. Is that right?
Yeah. The good thing about it is it's not a contract, so I can cancel. And then once I get back up on my feet, I can come back and use y'all.
Yeah, of course. You could definitely give us a call whenever you're ready. We definitely have a few different things that we can do. For example, as you said, maybe it's not the right time just now until you're back on your feet. Then we could definitely even pause the account and the information as well. That's just one route that we could take, please.
Absolutely.
So I definitely do see that the account, you've been with us for, well, almost 3 months now, right? And unfortunately, the video verification is needed. Now, it does appear that your website is up, the Facebook ads, everything else, right? Basically, that's the only thing that was missing. Did you get a chance to see your website, for example, and the actual Facebook ads through your client dashboard, for example?
Well, say that again, sorry.
My apologies. Did you, by any chance, get the opportunity to see your website? And, of course, what did you think about the actual website, if I may ask?
Man, honestly, everything is good. I like the way everything works. I mean, there's nothing. That's why I'm calling, and we're in good terms. No, I'm not mad. I mean, absolutely, I don't have nothing. It's just the timing, and I did try, but like the website and the Facebook and all of that, I load up a picture to my website, and it goes to Facebook. It's good. It's nothing. It's just the investment right now. I don't have that much money to do that. But no, absolutely. No, I'm not, no hard feelings. As long as I get, you know,
understand. The reason I asked is just a few things, right? I just want to make sure everything is up to date, for example. The reason, again, that I bring it up is because everything seems to be ready except the Google Business Profile, right? So something that I can do is I can definitely provide the next month at no cost, right? I will give you the credit for the actual search engine optimization, but I would really need your help on getting that video verification complete, right? So if you can help me with that, we can definitely go ahead and apply that 3 month. It basically pushes your payment until the 18th of next month of April, right? This should give us enough time to set up an appointment to do the live video verification, right? As well, if you still feel that, you know what, it's just not the right time right now, I could even pause the account up to about five to six months tops, right, without no charges while it's on hold, right, for example. Also, a lot of our clients that feel that it's not the right time, they do want to keep the website live because you could use that as a reference, right? You can put it on your business cards, on your actual truck logo, for example, right? So these websites are customizable, you already know. So if you want to go ahead and just keep the website live and running, then we can. We can definitely do so, and it's at a much lower price. It's only at $39. And you still have the same access to the client dashboard, right? So you can upload photos on your own, make changes on your own. And again, it's definitely a way lower price, and it's only for the website, right? It's about $39 a month. So we can definitely take that route. Or as well, as I mentioned, right, if you feel, you know what, I just need a couple of months, then I can definitely pause the account, again, up to 5 to 6 months tops, right?
Okay. The website, keeping the website for right now, that sounds like I still need to do. Okay, so you're saying that I don't have to pay the money this week, but only till the 18th, right, of next month.
So I can go ahead and do that for you. I can add a credit. It's about $199 credit. We would just pause the actual Facebook ads, right, and we can continue to work on the live video verification. And then even then after that, let's say April 17th, right, if you still want to switch to just hosting, then we can switch to hosting.
How much would I pay right now?
Pay right now, you could pay $100 for the Facebook ads, and I would pay the rest, right, meaning that we'll give you a credit of $199, right?
And then that give me time to get that I had problems with that Googleberg. Just the way it was said, it's not on y'all's end. It's really something I tried it like 3 times and it didn't work. Let me see. Let's, because if we pause it right now, I don't have to pay nothing, correct?
Absolutely. So if you pause it now, it will, you can pause it from 1 to 5 months, and there's no, let's say, charges to that, right?
That won't give us time to work on the because it would have to be up and working in order to get that Google. That's common sense, right?
Yes, for me to help you directly on the live video verification, because it looks like we have a new way to verify it, then yes, the account would need to be active. As well, Luis, something that I definitely want to push for again, right, is to take the actual free month because of the exact same reason that I mentioned, right? We have a new way to verify the account. It's called live video verification. I believe we spoke about it on the 27th, the last time you called.
Mm-hmm.
And Google gave us a new way to verify it, but it's a live video verification. What does that mean? It means that we can go ahead and set an appointment, right? It would have to be anywhere from, let's say, 7 a.m. to 4 p.m. Pacific time because that's what Google runs on. So we would have to set an appointment at that time in order to do the live video verification. It's basically the same video that you did, right? But this time it's going to be directly with someone live. It's basically a Google representative will be on the line with you during the time that you record, right? So that's why it requires an appointment. For example, if you tell me, you know what, this Friday I'll be available at my home, for example, from, let's say, 12 p.m. till 5 p.m., for example, right? So I could give you a call within that time frame and then set up the appointment with their Google team. And then all you do is just jump into the live conversation, the live video, by pressing a link that I sent you. Once you're on there, the agent is going to ask you, okay, can you please show maybe your business cards, for example, your tools that you're using, right? So the agent will be the one to direct you on what to show. After the video is done, he will tell you that it's going to be ready in 5 business days, right? So, again, this time it's going to be, I guess you could say the only difference would be that instead of doing it on your own, there's going to be somebody there with you to make sure that they see the information. They're kind of going to verify while you're on the line with them, right? So I would push for it. I could even pause the Facebook ads for you this month, and that way you don't have to pay absolutely anything, right? And then on the before the 18th of March, right? Before the 18th of April, the Google Business profile and everything else will be ready. Even then, if you still decide, you know what, I just want to keep the website, then we'll, you know, drop it down to the website. As you said yourself, we don't hold contracts, so we can change the subscription ASAP. Even if you say right now, you know what, just give me the website for $39 a month, I could do that as well, right? But honestly, I'll be 100% honest with you. I do feel that once you do the live video verification, and it will work out great because you have all the information, right? You have business cards, for example. You have tools. And, of course, your work vehicle, right?
Yes.
Okay. So that would be something that we can set up. Again, if you tell me, you know what, tomorrow would be the time to call you, then I could even set it up for tomorrow or even possibly later today, actually, right? We just have to find a time that it fits you where you're at your home, for example, right? And then you're ready with all the information to do the video. And
that's
then,
the problem with that is that, man, it's going to have to be till next week. And I need to do it right away, but that's the thing.
Okay.
Yes, and I want to do it right away, but I really, really can't because of timing. Because right now I'm, like, busy. So,
what time do you usually get home, if I may ask?
5 o'clock.
5 o'clock? Okay, that's actually exactly when we close. I don't know if Google will be open at that time.
Well, I mean, I can, how about...
Well, actually, you said 5 o'clock, is that right? I could call
you. Yes.
We're at 2 hours difference. I'm so sorry. I'm over here in California, right? I believe you're in Texas, right?
So this is what I got. This is one. That's why I'm saying it's not on y'all's end. So I had about the business cards. I had the copy of the business card, but I have some paper with estimates that has my address, has everything on my name on it. And I need to get the actual business card. That's what I need to get, an actual business card. Or you think that would work?
I would say the business card would be the best route to take because typically that's what they're going to ask for. But you mentioned you have an invoice with all your information.
And that's what I use. Like I hand them out, and the same thing as a business. I mean that's what I think. And I don't know.
I think that works as long as it has, like you said, right? It has the business name, it has your information. So I definitely do feel that that can actually work as well. You just have to show it to the agent as soon as they ask for it. Now, since we're Pacific time, and your Central Time, we should be at a 2-hour difference, if I'm not mistaken, right? For example.
Yeah.
Okay, so yeah, we're a 2-hour difference. So if you say you get at home, like if you arrive at home, let's say 5:30, I could
5:30.
5:30, I could call you at exactly 5:30. Let's say a 5:30, 5:40, right? And then we can go ahead and set up that appointment with our Google team because again, we're still open, right? We're still basically close at 4 p.m., which is 6 p.m. your time.
Alright, well let's do that. Let's just pause. Let's pause because I mean, like I said, I only have a certain, you know, I mean, I guess for right now, for this, like I said, so I don't have to pay nothing because it will help me out. Let's just pause the Facebook for right now and then leave that other one open. You know what I mean? Is that okay?
Yeah, definitely. That's exactly what I would advise. Okay. Just so we can get that video verification done with the agent. And then from there, believe me, once it's live, you're going to see everything there and your customers. So it's definitely going to give us a better opportunity. Let me go ahead and set that up for you, meaning remove the actual Facebook ads. That way they're not charged to you. And then I'll apply that credit here. Just give me a few moments. It does take a little bit of time, but we'll get it right away.
Okay.
And then, go ahead. I'm sorry.
Yeah, because right now I'm real working. I just came out here to the car.
Okay, okay. Well, thank you so much of your time, actually. I'm already done with the taking out the Facebook ads. So I was just worried about when I can give you a call. Should I give you a call later on today, or would it be best tomorrow? It's really up to you.
If we do it later on today, for some reason, I mean, it's not a big deal. If I haven't, you know, if stuff comes up, I might stay longer working, or something might come up at work. I mean, let's set it up for 5:30.
So, yes, that's what I was going to say. Look, don't even worry about it. I know things come up. You're running your business, right? So I'll set it up for 5:30 your time today. If you can't answer, not to worry. If you see my call come in, you can't answer, just go ahead and hang it up. I'll leave a voicemail. And you can send me a text. Hey, look, can we move it to tomorrow at the same time, right? So even if you, let's say, 12 o'clock your time comes up and you already know you're going to miss the appointment, just send me a text. Just say, hey, can we move it to tomorrow? And
how do I text you so you can get the text? So,
well, I'm actually about to text you. It just says, hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash.
Okay,
and
okay.
Then you can just reply on there, let's say, in a few hours, and just say, look, we'll move it to tomorrow. If I don't see a text, then I'm going to assume it's okay to give you a call, okay?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir, absolutely. Okay.
Perfect. So, again, I just sent you a text. You should get it at any moment now. It just says, hello, this is Ivan with Local Splash. So go ahead and text it if you need to set up another appointment. If not, expect a call from me at 5:30 your time.
Okay, got it.
Right,
thank you, Ivan. Thank you.
You're welcome. I really appreciate you helping me today, okay? And believe me, we're going to get that live video verification done. If you get a chance, just make sure you have Google Meet downloaded on your phone, okay?
Okay, thanks.
All right, you're welcome. I'll see you later today. Thank you.
Yeah, bye.